Possum Magic. It's one of our most iconic picture books published in this country ever. Beautifully illustrated. It tells the story, I barely need to tell most of you, I'm sure, tells the story of a grandma possum who turns her granddaughter invisible and has to travel around the country to undo the magic trick. It's been loved by Australian families for more than 35 years, and now it's been turned into a stage production, which is about to hit the road. Mem Fox is the author of over 40 children's books. I think her first one was Possum Magic. I'll ask her that in a moment. She's been helping with the production of this play. Mem Fox, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Published in 1983, was Possum Magic your first published kids' story?
It was.
It's when you wrote it in 1983, did you think you were writing, you know, what you hoped would be the start of a long career in writing children's books, or was this something else? You were a student at the time, weren't you?
I was a full-time student and a full-time lecturer in a teacher's college. I was doing two things full-time. It was amazing. And one of the assignments in my university course was to write a children's book. By this time, I was a mature-age student, yep, and that seemed very much beneath me. I was furious that we had to write a children's book. I thought, I don't want this kind of Mickey Mouse stuff in my career. And as soon as we began to write a children's book, we realised how difficult it was. The assignment that I wrote was the embryonic Possum Magic. When it was published, I thought that it would be one burst, that would be it. And I didn't even think it would be a burst. I thought, well, I'll be a published writer and I'll be happy. And it had sold out before the launch by word of mouth, because this is 83. There wasn't the, you know, sort of
social media.
There was no marketing, very little marketing. Now, Fran, one of the reasons why it sold out before it was launched is because of the illustrations. You know, I do have to kiss the feet of Julie Vivas, the illustrator, because without her, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
I must say you do. They are absolutely,
you know, the illustrations.
Beautiful.
You say the word Possum Magic and you can see the cover. It's just divine. The illustrations are so beautiful. They're really uplifting and they have never, ever dated. Over 36 years, they haven't dated.
And just on that, do you find this, you know, new generations of readers and parents keep embracing Possum Magic? Is that changing in the world of iPads and iView and all that stuff?
No. Books for very young children, it's not changing at all. It's not changing at all. In fact, it's increasing.
So you talk about the illustrations, and I agree with you. They are beautiful, yes, and they do bring the story to mind, no doubt about it. That brings us to the stage production. How do you translate those beautiful illustrations that's so crucial to the power of the story into a theatre show?
Well, Julie Vivas lives in Sydney. I live in Adelaide. And so Julie has had a lot to do with the production. She has, she's very, very careful about the integrity of the way Possum Magic is used. So she is, you know, she's onto it. Mm-hmm. She had a lot to do with the production. I had nothing to do with it, Fran. I thought, you know, I either do everything or I do nothing. Because I'm a bit of a bossy boots, and, yeah, and so I'm so busy anyway with other stuff that I said, no, you do it, I trust you.
And you're happy with it?
Oh, they're a fantastic company, Monkey Bars. You know, I saw their work and I thought, man, this is a great company.
That must be quite something for an author of children's book, even a very successful author as you are now. Is 40 books are we up to?
Oh, about 45, I think, Fran, who cares?
to have your story turned into a theatre production, it's going to start at the Opera House today.
Yes,
it's not bad.
I know. And the great thing for me about starting at the Opera House is that it was launched at the Opera House. It was actually launched at the Opera House. There was no publicity for the launch because Neville Rann resigned that day. There was no room for any news about Possum Magic. But, you know, I'll never forget it. I sang a song because I wanted to tell my grandchildren that I had sung at the Opera House, and I did.
We won't get you to do that again. You're still writing children's books.
I am.
Last year you released another book with Judy Horacek called Bonnie and Ben Rhyme Again.
Yes.
I love Bonnie and Ben, I have to say. You've written, Judy Horacek is another illustrator you've worked with for a long time.
Yes, but I've done more books with Judy than I've done with anybody else.
And another of those is a bit of a classic, isn't it? Where's the Green Sheet?
Yes, that's my second biggest, you know, book. So the people who know Possum Magic, the generation that knows Possum Magic, is followed by the generation that knows the Green Sheep.
Yeah.
Some people who've got the Green Sheep don't know Possum Magic.
Well, the Green Sheep has it's an issues-based story, isn't it? It's got a real strong
No, it's just...
Don't you think?
No.
It's about difference and...
No, no.
Not seeing?
No, it's just, you know, where is the green sheep? It's just a little quest story for kids who can barely open their eyes and hear a word.
Well,
you know,
there you
for
go. Little kids, I read it and I see something completely different.
I love that book. I love it. I just, the simplicity of it, Fran. You know, it's, I think it's 90 words. It took Judy and me 11 months to get that book right. 90 words. And I look at that green sheep and I think, damn you, you know, I could do that again. Everybody looks at the green sheep and says, I could write a children's book. I look at the green sheep and think, I could write a children's book like that again. And I can't. It's too hard.
Every word's a winner. Mem Fox, thank you very much for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you.
Mem Fox, author of Possum Magic, turned into a theatre production, which kicks off at the Sydney Opera House today and then will travel right around this great country. So wherever you are, keep an eye out for it. I know you will. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 7 minutes to 9.